It's election time again. Everybody just got chills for a second there. I'm talking about On American Housewife, though. I think we might have just lost a bunch of listeners, Diedrich Bader, ready to talk about the ABC show. Hi, Diedrich.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, a bunch of people were like, oh, enough already.
Okay, well, isn't it weird, though? Right now, the word election just stirs up, like, it's some kind of thought for everybody, whether it's good or bad.
That's right, exactly, yeah. It's controversial, but not on American Housewife. There's no controversy. Although there is a twist, and we resolve it in a very interesting way. So I can't wait for people to tune in and find out.
Well, you can't just leave us hanging. All right, we got to talk about what's going on, all right? So Greg and the principal, you know, they kind of, I don't know, go head-to-head, right?
Yeah. His other competition drops out of the race, and so it's just he and the good principal, and they are battling head to head, and it gets really super duper close. I want to tease you, but I don't want to tell you how it's resolved in any way. So I have this delicate balance I have to resolve here. But it's resolved in a very satisfying, comedically anyway, way. It's very, very, very close. Some arcane rules come into it.
I was going to say, you're tiptoeing because you know that ABC is listening right now, is what it is.
It's not supporting the job. I want people to tune in.
Okay, so people might not like the word election, but we all love food. How's that for a segue?
Oh, that was excellent.
Okay, let's talk about Cooper.
Yeah, so Cooper, through the season, has decided that he has to follow his muse, which is that he wants to be a chef and not follow in his dad's footsteps, be in the business, or just do what he thinks Oliver wants to do. But he wants to forge his own path. His father has a very different idea for his future, and as you know, some dads do. He forces his son to follow his dad. We have as his dad the incredible Joel McHale, who is not only incredibly funny, but he's very, very nice guy and just a great guy to have on a set. Really funny, different take to take, improvising a lot of it made it in, and so I think everybody will have fun watching him. He's a national treasure by this point.
Well, I gotta say, I first met him, we were going way back, Betty White's 90th birthday, he was there, and he was not presenting, but featuring on a segment, and his deadpan comic, like, at first, it actually sort of took me back for a second. I was like, is he just a jerk, or is this part of the... No, that's his comedy. I get it.
Oh, no, it's definitely part of the act. I wasn't sure when I met him, like, how it would go, because I'd never met him before.
Yeah.
I was a fan from watching Community, but I wasn't sure what type of guy he would be. But the big surprise is, he's really sweet. He's just a lovely guy. He'd probably hate me saying that, but he's like, the sweetest guy. Everybody on the set immediately fell in love with him. You know, it's strange when you come in to somebody else's set as a guest. I always compare it to coming into somebody else's Thanksgiving dinner and sitting down and starting to carve up the turkey. Like, it's a bizarre thing to do because everybody has their established pattern of behavior, and you're coming in, and it's weird. But he, you know, hit the ground running, and of course, Jim Rash has some scenes with him, and he's from Community, and they're both fantastic together, but he's a lovely, funny, funny guy, and everybody loved him.
And another treasure you guys have, actually, she's on the wall behind me, believe it or not, because how's this for, let me connect the dots on this one, all right? Holly Robinson-Pete was on Celebrity Apprentice, election Trump, right? And well, Holly was on the red carpet with us at the finale of Celebrity Apprentice, so there we go. I've met her as well. Look at me, I'm a name dropper.
Oh, Holly is so fantastic. What a nice person. What a great addition to the cast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the new regular, and her and Jake Choi are the new regulars, and they're both really sweet people and very, very funny. Holly and I go so far back, it's almost crazy, because we worked together on 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Back in the day, before most of your listeners were alive. I think it was 1989, maybe? 88, somewhere around there. I've known her an incredibly long period of time. And she and Katie worked together on whatever show she was on, Mike and Molly, before that. So there was already an established relationship with both of us. So she really hit the ground running. What a nice, lovely person she is.
And that's got to be great, too, when you have these connections with people. It's almost, it's not like no time has passed, but you kind of already have that vibe going with them after so many years.
What's so cool about it is that you can drop it. tour relationship is already established, and I believe, anyway, that an audience picks up immediately on your comfort level. And what's great about it is that her character was, an old friend of the Ottos, like, in their previous neighborhood, and now has just moved to Westport to kind of join Katie, which I thought was a great backstory. And what was nice about that is because we all have known each other so long, we were able to, I think anyway, have you feel that. I mean, the warmth between Holly and Katie is just so palpable on the screen, mm-hmm. and really fun on the set, because they were just laughing, giggling together like the girlfriends that they've been for a long time. So that was a sweet thing.
Oh, well, I mean, speaking of guest stars, I mean, you could really go far on American Idol because you're in with that whole cast too. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to compete or no?
Yeah, we were on there. They were really nice, very, very welcoming. I had done promo for ABC a long time ago, and that's when I met Katy Perry the first time, which was super exciting for me, but even more exciting for my daughter because she's a big fan, or she is a big fan, I should say. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting for her. And then the next time when Katy was on our show doing a guest star spot, Play Yourself, she remembered my daughter, which was really sweet. I mean, what a nice thing.
She didn't remember you. Didn't remember you. Remembered the daughter, though. So slap in the face, but yeah,
like,
compliment.
The guy with an enormous head. Wait a minute. You're the guy with the daughter. And I was like, yes, that's right.
Wow. Somebody just lost a fan, hey? I mean, let's talk. You know, this is season 5 already for a show. You know, you've had episode 100. And I mean, let's be honest, that's a huge accomplishment for a show nowadays. And you were on with us in 2018. So let me ask you, you might be biased, but what's the magic to this show?
I think it's an incredibly relatable show. I think that's really the bottom line, is that a lot of people, a lot of married people with children can see themselves. We really use that as a touchstone. Things that have happened in our own lives, it's almost like a diary when we come in and talk about our married lives. And then they use them all on the show. And I think the second bit of our magic is Katie Mixon. She's a great star. She's just a ball of fire. Her energy is incredible. She's really fun to work with, a total professional, and just a lovely person, and I think that radiates on the screen. And I think we really get along. Well, I know we really get along. Mm-hmm. And I think that an audience can really pick that up.
Well, we're going to be watching because it's on full display for the season finale. It's Wednesday night, right, on ABC?
Wednesday night, yeah, depending on, you know, if you're Central, it's 7:30, but everybody else, it's 8:30, and I'm really happy with this last episode. I have a very funny bit, and the payoff at the end, all of the hooks, it's going to drive you crazy. We have so many cliffhangers, it's really entertaining. I'm really looking forward to everybody watching.
He's a sitcom tease, everybody, that's what it is.
It's kind of a thing.
Leave us hanging. All right, well, Diedrich Bader, thanks so much for joining us, and congrats on episode 100, 5 seasons on ABC.
Oh, Jeremy, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Watch American Housewives.